Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, August 9th, 2019. On this day in 1892, Thomas Edison received a patent for the two-way telegraph. Per reporting in the Berliner Zeitung, the streets of Neukölln are drowning in rubbish. Every day, old refrigerators, battered furniture, old mattresses and the like block the footpaths and cycle paths, in addition to heaps of disposable waste like plastic packaging, coffee cups, and cigarette butts. Neukölln's mayor Martin Heikel of the SPD speaks of a, quote, huge problem, and that the fines for offenders will have to be drastically increased, doubled, or even tripled. Heikel told the RBB Inforadio that the previous penalties were, quote, not really deterrent. The fine for the illegal disposal of car tires, for example, was 75 euros. In the future, however, the fine would have to be at least 250 euros, more than triple. Mayor Heikel remarked that, quote, in 2018, more than 12,000 such reports were received by our public order office, which was more than 34 per day. The amount of garbage was so large that it was hard to get it under control, despite 11 newly created positions in the public order office and extended working hours until midnight. According to the district office, the greatest need for action is in 7 Neukölln areas, where there are particularly many illegal garbage dumps. They are Kielufer, Mittelbuschweg, Oderstrasse, Saalestrasse, Wasmannsdorfer Chaussee, Mittelweg, corner of Thomasstrasse, and Quatzweg, corner of Sangerhauserweg. In a district comparison, Neukölln is clearly in first place for illegally disposed bulky waste. Last year, BSR had to clear 9,480 cubic meters. Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg followed in second place with 7,042 cubic meters. Then came Mitte, Tempelhof-Schöneberg, Pankow, Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf, Spandau, Reinickendorf, Lichtenberg, Treptow-Köpenick, Steglitz-Zehlendorf, and Marzahn-Hellersdorf. The disposal costs for the whole of Berlin amount to 4.5 million euros per year. The numbers show the waste problem affects the entire city, which is why an effective solution has to be citywide. At the end of 2017, the Senate decided to loosen up just under 8.5 million euros to combat waste and create 102 additional jobs at the public order offices. These additional employees were originally hired as, quote, waste watchers, but it quickly became apparent that they were also urgently needed for other tasks, such as regulatory proceedings against offenders. Even the plan to drastically increase the penalties is not a unique selling point for Neukölln. Thomas Fischer, waste expert at Deutsche Umwelthilfe, calls for, quote, increased fines of between 100 and 200 euros for the throwing away of cigarette butts in Berlin as a whole. The model is the Asian city-state of Singapore, where the littering can be punished with a fine of up to 2,000 Singapore dollars, almost 1,300 euros, or 3 months in prison. Even feeding pigeons is regarded as rubbish and punished with a fine of up to 500 Singapore dollars, or 323 euros. In the fight against the growing waste plague, the Berlin Green MEP Georg P. Kossler has another idea. He wonders whether it might be that much waste ends up on the streets of Berlin because the bulky waste collection fees are too high. He believes there should either be a social tariff or even a cost-free collection. According to BSR, which is against cost-free collection, the largest part of the illegally disposed garbage does not come from private households, but from trade. By those who want to save disposal costs and simply distribute their bulky waste in the streets. BSR believes that must not be made any easier for dubious businesses by collecting waste free of charge. In view of all these problems, the Senate plans to turn Berlin into a zero-waste city sounds very ambitious. They believe Berlin should produce as little waste as possible and completely recycle everything. But that in the meantime, Berliners' ecological awareness must be sharpened urgently. Berlin has its first temporary Spielstraße, or Play Street. The Bochstraße in Kreuzberg will be closed to traffic on Wednesdays from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. from now until the end of September, according to the Deutsches Kinderhilfswerk. During this time, the street can be used for undisturbed play and neighborly gatherings. According to spokesperson Uwe Kamp, the children's charity hopes that the idea will come to life again next year after the winter break. The first Play Street is to be owed to the initiative of a Citizens of Berlin Alliance and the support of the district office, according to Holger Hoffmann, federal managing director of the Child Welfare Organization. He stated, quote, "Now we hope that this example will set a precedent and that many more temporary play streets will be set up in Berlin." Berlin would not be the first city with a temporary play street. Similar models already exist, for example, in Bremen and Frankfurt am Main. The children's right to play is something that families also demand in other places. In May, for example, there was a demonstration in Pankow. 150 residents there expressed the wish to ban traffic for the benefit of their children. The organizers wanted to show that a residential street could be more than just a quick passage for commuters, transporters, and taxis. Patricia Flores, the initiator of the campaign at the time, explained, quote, "The 2 hours of alternative road use have once again made it clear that even busy roads can be a lively place where neighborhood life takes place. We demand more space for pedestrians and cyclists, for strollers and playing children, and we will also ensure with further actions so that streets can be experienced differently." Last Thursday evening, a man from Pankow discovered 2 boxes containing a total of 14 kittens. The boxes were tightly closed, the handle recesses were taped over, and there were no air holes. According to a statement from the Berliner Tierheim, the kittens nearly died. The boxes were visible on a sidewalk next to the Dorfstrasse in Ehrensfelde, and the man who discovered the box heard suspicious noises and opened it, saw the animals, and immediately contacted the Berlin Animal Shelter in Falkensee. The kittens were taken to a private veterinary practice where they were cared for. Annette Rost, spokeswoman for the Tierschutzverein for Berlin, remarked that some of the kittens had an increased body temperature of 40 degrees plus. The normal for cats is 38 to 39 degrees, and they could not have survived much longer than they did considering the temperature in the closed cardboard box. But despite the conditions, all of the kittens survived. The animal protectors of the Tierheim are offering a 500 euro reward to anyone who has information leading to the arrest of the person or persons responsible for this abusive act. Anyone who's observed someone on Dorfstrasse in Ehrensfelde who abandoned boxes on the street, or who recently had a lot of kittens, all of which are pitch black and have yellow-green eyes, are asked to contact the animal shelter at 030-768-88135. More information regarding the tip line or animal adoption can be found by following the link in our show notes. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back on Tuesday. Thanks for listening.